Some more anti-gun news out of the swamp. A U.S. House of Representatives staffer was arrested this morning for entering the Capitol complex with ammunition, something that is not even regulated, and it's covered by your Second Amendment. First off, two things. Thank the sponsor of the video, of course, and that's Brownell. Cyber Monday is today. They have some great Cyber Monday deals that you should probably check out. Whether it's supplies or tools or cleaning stuff that you need, check them out at Brownells, and if you use code GNG10, you'll save additional on most items. Appreciate them out there in Grinnell, Iowa. Number two, I just got this bottle. I don't know if it'll focus well. Jack Daniels, single barrel, barrel proof. Let me know in the comments down below if you've tried this yet, because that is one of those days. Let's get into this one. At approximately 8:45 a.m. today, this morning, a House staffer was arrested for entering the Cannon House office building with ammunition, according to a statement released by the U.S. Capitol Police. The Capitol Police said the staffer's name is Michael Hopkins, and he is the communications director for U.S. Representative Joe Morrell, who's a Democrat out of New York. The USCP statement read, "Officers noticed what appeared to be ammunition on the X-ray screen. After a hand search of the bag, officers found 4 ammunition magazines and 11 rounds of ammunition. The staffer told the officers that he forgot the ammunition was in the bag. 38-year-old Michael Hopkins was arrested and is facing charges for unlawful possession of ammunition, including one charge for possession of a high-capacity magazine." Yeah, some clown gets to arbitrarily put a number on what you can do with your rights. That's unconstitutional, and we all know it. Now, earlier this morning, Representative Morrell's office issued a statement about the arrest. They said, quote, "Our office is fully committed to cooperating with this investigation. As ranking member of the Committee on House Administration, Congressman Morrell is devoted to ensuring a safe and secure workplace for all." That's the end of the statement. Sounds like they're throwing this guy under the bus, and it's terrible. The guy forgot ammunition. It wasn't even a gun. Forgot ammunition and mags, and the cops who are supposed to uphold and defend our right to keep and bear arms violated his Second Amendment, and it probably ruined his career on the Hill and probably a good portion of his life as well. You know, it's terrible that the ones who are supposed to be upholding the community are the ones destroying it. I appreciate you all. Check out Brownells and let me know about that bottle of Jack if you've tried this. I can't wait to try it, and appreciate you all. If you love America, you want to stay up to date on our Second Amendment right and our freedoms, which people are trying to strip daily, subscribe to this channel, and I'll keep you in the loop. Also, check your subscriptions if you think you're subscribed, because YouTube's playing that crazy game. I hope you have a great one. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.